More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Girls, ditch the guys and celebrate the 25th annual Working Women's Survival Show, February 24th through 26th. Pamper yourself with free makeovers, eyebrow arches, paraffin wax dips, and more. Meet the Breakfast Club star, Molly Ringwald, and enter to win $2,500 cash. The Missouri Lottery and the Missouri Beef Council present the 25th annual St. Louis Working Women's Survival Show, February 24th through 26th, St. Charles Convention Center. Visit WWSSonline.com.
Guess who's at the Home and Garden Show Thursday through Sunday? John Beal Roofing. Swing by their booth to register for $5,000 in home improvements. And Friday from 6 till 7 p.m., Cardinal Great Jack Clark will sign autographs at the John Beal Roofing booth.
Oh, John Beal.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
If your car battery is over 4 years old, replace it before it fails with a proven tough Duralast battery. Only at AutoZone. For dependable starts all year long in any weather. Get in the zone.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday!
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Very impressive whistling,
yes.
Dion.
Thank you.
That's one thing one of many, many things that I can't do very well.
Really?
Whistling. Yeah, no.
You never spent time as a little boy teaching yourself how to whistle?
No, I skipped right over that. I was too busy doing adult things as a young kid. I should have focused more on
the important,
being a kid. On the important things.
Yeah.
On just being a kid.
Yeah, yes. Maybe.
I did. That is one
when you were five, you were more like you were 25.
Well, that is true.
I bet you it's going to hit you like in your 60s. You're finally going to have your
childhood.
I'm going
to let loose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go crazy. Yeah. You make jokes, but that, honest to God, that's exactly what happened when I was very young. I wanted to have, adult conversation, and I did not want to be around kids my own age. I would hang out with people that were older than me. And so what's going to happen is, as Peon says, either at 60, I'm going 67 years old. I'm going to
everybody else is older than you is going to be dead.
Well, exactly. And I'm going to be all on my own. I'm going to have no friends. I'm not going to. It's going to be very sad.
You're going to start hanging out with people a lot younger than you. And
yeah.
You're going to go out.
I'll be like
and you're
the hip old man is what I'll be.
Start dancing.
Yeah.
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 You're going to be hip, huh?
You're going to break a hip.
Yeah. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Happy Friday. Good to have you folks along. I'm Bill Cleveland. Always good to be here on a Friday afternoon. Now, I haven't seen these guys since last Friday, so I'm going to just bring this up real quick before I forget. And I know many of you, including myself, are probably tired of hearing about the band that is on the show here. Captain, it's Neil over here. But I did manage to go and see these two, Tina and Dan, last Friday night on my way home from I went to a show last Friday night and stopped by. I was only there for about 15
you
minutes.
You were just curious to see if I could actually
in,
sing.
And I did. I popped in because Tina has had some dental work done recently and is...
my face looked like Shrek that night.
She's struggling a little bit. And I walked in and I sat down And I gotta hand it to Tina Dalpiez is such a trooper. Not only did she sound as good as she always sounds, she was playing the harmonica, for God's sake.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that is very, very impressive.
Blew me away.
Yeah.
I heard about it.
So you guys sounded terrific. And
thank you, Bill.
And that is, yeah, I got to tell you, because when I had the only major dental work I've had done was the removal of my wisdom teeth, and I had all four of them cut out.
At the same time.
Well, yeah, because
that'll swell
your
face.
I will tell you, if you folks have to get this done, get it all done, because if you just have two, you will not go back to get the other two taken out. Get it all done and go through the pain and be done with it. And for whatever reason, it hit me really hard. I had a couple of teeth that were just, and I don't know if the orthodontist was, or the dentist or whatever, he's the oral surgeon, I guess. I don't know if he was just kind of making a joke or whatever, but he said to me, he says, your teeth were so big. He goes, don't sneeze for a few days because they went into your nasal cavity. That's how big your wisdom teeth were.
Whoa.
I don't know how that's you scary. Prevent yourself from sneezing.
And they were the ones on the bottom of your jaw.
Yeah,
that's
right,
really
yeah.
crazy.
No, but they were, the teeth were gigantic and they wouldn't let me keep them. They said they had to
really?
Get rid of that stuff. I was like, it's out of my own body, for God's sakes. Why can't I keep it?
Oh, my
so they
goodness.
Wouldn't let me keep it. And maybe that's standard now. I don't
know. Swell up pretty big?
It must.
Oh, I was like, I was living with my father at the time, and he wanted to take a picture of my face, and I about to beat the living crap out of him trying to get the camera
you
away.
Didn't want any
I
got
pictures.
No pictures exist. Thank the good Lord above. But yeah, I ballooned up much like a chipmunk. I mean, it was mm-hmm. it was horrible. And it was the worst pain I've ever felt. It was awful. So for you to be able to get up there and play the harmonica and sing, that was very impressive to me. I thought that was
thank
nice.
Thank you, Bill.
And then Dan was just okay.
Yeah. Well, Dan.
Yeah. Thanks. We, I was impressed equally when we said we're going to do a Pretender song, and I thought, oh, here's like the first test, and it was like, wow. She blew me away.
Yeah, very right. good.
Oh, and I wanted to thank a bunch of the people that went on the trip with us showed up.
Yeah.
I didn't get to say thank you. For a lot of, some of them came. Ross and Ginger drove from Alhambra, Illinois. I think quite a distance. And they brought friends from Edwardsville. And there were lots of people. Thank you.
Those of you who listen in the 4 o'clock hour and you hear Joe Hipperson when he's on with us, you know, for the past few weeks he's made jokes about, and I complimented him once on his cologne that he wears.
What's it
called?
Again?
Angel something?
Angel.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Angel for men.
Sure. Whatever.
Well, he says it's for men.
Yeah. So you know, and it does. It smells good. So we've mentioned that a few times on the air, and Joe, of course, has made jokes about it. Whatever. So I walk into this event on Friday night with Dan and Tina and the band, and Dan Strauss's mom is in the audience. Okay, she's out there, and I greeted a few people I hadn't seen in a while and shaking some hands or whatever. And then Dan's mom is there. She stands up and says hello or whatever, and she hands me a box. And I thought, what is this woman doing handing me? And I looked at, and she went and she bought like the Angel for Men in the box. It's
wow.
in the bottom.
Yep.
And it was like, I think it was the knockoff version, but at the bottom it says such and such's version of Angel for Men. So, and I quickly sent a picture of it to Joe Hipperson, which he got a
did you put it on?
Today?
I tried it.
Well, yeah. I thought it smelled pretty good.
Did it work at all?
Dan didn't like it. Oh,
no?
Was I supposed to say that?
I don't like it that much. Yeah, I don't like it that much.
Remember, there used to be that TV show called Angel, and it was David, is it Boreanaz?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't the one with Sarah Michelle Gellar. What was that?
No, it was a spinoff of it, though.
Oh, I know who. Well, I know. I can picture her face. She was brunette, really cute, but I don't think she's done anything since. I know exactly the show you're talking about.
And he's on Bones now. I mean, he's very manly, so I mean.
You think that was based off of that?
I don't know. It could be.
Could be. But so there you go. So if anybody's curious, I now can smell like Joe Hipperson if I choose to.
You are hip.
I am.
Should have worn some today. That would have been like.
Well, you know, I don't want to step all over
the battle.
Yeah.
The battle of the cologne, battle of the smells.
Who can
have a test outside, a blind test.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe next week I'll bring that in. So there you go. All right, so you guys have anything as we kick off the big show here on a Friday afternoon?
No.
The big show.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we're not playing this Saturday, but the following Saturday, March 3rd, we're playing at the 61 Roadhouse in Webster. And anyone that goes to see us, and we'll remind you next week.
I'm sure you will.
But no, when you go,
that's how
in,
we're going to get paid. They don't want to pay you money. They want you to come in and pay $5
at the door
and say that they're there to see you.
What?
And then if they don't even say they're there to see you, they don't even count them, even if they pay $5.
Oh, who's signing up for that?
Boy, who's your agent?
I know. We'll see.
Wait, so they only pay you based on referrals?
They give you a minimum amount, and then you get basically the covers your gas.
Oh, we gotta just we gotta teach these people a lesson. We need to have like 5,000 people out there.
Oh, I think it'd be tremendous, and everyone just go in and say we're here to see the band.
But how do you prove it? What if they don't say?
Yeah.
What if they don't mention? Oh, well,
oh, just three people came in. Here's $15.
Wow, that's a little.
Well, I'm gonna like keep track if I know somebody and they tell me that I'm gonna write down.
That's kind of cheesy. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, geez.
More and more bars are getting like that. They don't want to pay unless you bring in your own crowd.
Wow. You guys need like a tour bus or something, just like pick up people on the street to see them, like a big school bus, load them up and drop them off. Yeah,
we had a great crowd downstairs last Friday. It was a really good crowd.
Yeah, the lady at the front door didn't like me very much. I walked in and I said, "No," I said to her, "I said, ma'am, how you doing?" I said, "I've never used this phrase in my entire life." I said, "But I'm with the band." That's what I said. I walked in.
And, you know who I am.
She just looked. She just looked at me like I was a complete nut. And thankfully, I did have my name on the list. I was able to get in.
Yeah, because normally she only lets you have one family member on the list.
Wow.
Dan was the only person who had names on the list.
And I was not about to admit I was a relative of Dan Strauss. Take $10. All right. So, where you go? Peon, you got something?
Just one thing.
What's that bracelet you're wearing? You got a purple bracelet on.
Yes, it's something from our family a lot of us wear. But I made last night, and I don't know if I've shared this recipe on the air, but...
another recipe.
Well, my lovely wife returned home Wednesday.
Ooh.
She was out of town for a week.
She went to San Francisco, right?
Yeah, she did.
Lots
she
of like romance.
You're worn out.
Yeah. Oh, yes. She loves that city.
She ride the cable cars and stuff?
She only had like one day off, so I don't know. She did a lot of walking, she said. Everywhere she wanted to see, she was able to walk, so... Yeah, she had a good time out there. But she came home Wednesday, and I didn't get to see her Wednesday night because, it's bowling night. I mean, just because she comes back in town on a Wednesday, I can't change my plans. So I didn't get to see her till last night. So I made last night. I can't remember if I shared this or not, but it's the asparagus. Anybody like asparagus? Bill,
no.
You sound
wrapped
like you look
prosciutto?
Like a big... Yes. Have I talked about that one before? Oh, my goodness.
And you put some cheese or something on it, don't you?
A little shred. So it's asparagus spears, and then you get thinly sliced prosciutto, and then you sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese on there, a little olive oil. I'm telling you, it is like the candy of vegetables. Well, I mean, it's essentially, they call bacon what the candy of the candy of meats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But prosciutto is essentially Italian bacon. So you just wrap the... Oh, my goodness. It is some of the best things I've ever had. So if anybody would like that recipe...
So you're saying when you broil prosciutto, it gets kind of crispy like bacon?
Oh, sure. In the oven?
I didn't have any idea.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I've only seen it, out.
Thin
like
sliced?
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people eat it raw.
But does it still taste like a vegetable? When you do all this, I mean,
well,
because that's what.
See, I'm not a
as much as oh my goodness,
I could
no,
green
you can bear. I mean,
in there.
Come on, it's prosciutto and olive oil and Parmesan cheese.
See,
I mean,
maybe
by the
I
time,
would like
yes,
maybe I would
you,
like
you
that.
Should. So you should definitely try it.
Does
so.
Your pee smell?
I don't know. I haven't smelled my pee.
Yes, don't you when you eat asparagus? I don't eat asparagus.
I don't think I've ever noticed that with me. I
like
asparagus. So I'll eat it. I don't think I've ever noticed that. I've heard that, but I've heard that about broccoli. Don't they say that about broccoli too?
That your pee will smell after
something like that.
Broccoli?
I don't know. But there were so much other things on there.
Why don't you go to cooking school? You would be a
culinary.
You would be a good chef.
I don't know.
Because you just
it might
like
not
it.
Be as much fun. If
you
it's
like
a job?
It just as a hobby, I guess.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I've never tried it as a job, so I don't know. I don't know if I would like it or not.
And but, you get people going, tell them I want this off of there, and don't put that on there, and make it this way. And
oh,
I don't.
Well, see, I wouldn't mind that at all because that's how I order everything. I essentially
really?
Everything on the menu. I usually subtract something, or it's either onions, onions, or tomatoes. Get it off. Get it off my plate. I don't even want to see it. Even if it's on a sandwich and they put it on the side, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, you don't like anything tomato, right?
No. I mean, tomato sauce I can
you
eat.
Don't?
And,
No, I don't
but
know.
But not tomatoes. I'm the same way.
Yeah. No, I mean,
Now, can you just eat a tomato like in the summertime?
No.
A slice of tomato?
Not a chance.
No.
Me neither.
No, the inside of that part looks like snot with seeds in it.
Yeah, it's gooey, gizzy.
Oh, I can
gizzy.
I can
seed. beans.
You know, I was trying not to say the other word.
I can cut a tomato up and dump some salt on it and eat it.
I know a lot of people that, really that love that in the summertime.
The same with onions. Mm-hmm. People can almost eat like a raw onion. No. Just take a bite of it.
I can't do that.
Oh, that taste, that bitter taste. I just don't know how anybody eats that.
I usually get the honeymoon salad.
What's that?
Lettuce alone.
Oh, my God. The honeymoon salad.
Where'd you come up with that, Jim?
Lettuce alone.
Is that an original?
It has to be.
Have you heard that somewhere?
It has to be a Delphi original.
No, my friend Linda had said that one too.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's my joke. I always wanted to open up a church / salad bar. Let us pray. That would be... so far, I have not had any investors jump up to the plate to...
More of this all the way till 6 o'clock,
yes,
everybody.
More of this.
Lettuce alone.
Lettuce alone. Wow.
The honeymoon salad.
Okay.
I bet you use it.
I will.
All right. There. Anybody else? You got it, Tina? Do you have anything? You done? You guys ready?
I'm done.
Ready to rock and roll? Okay. Here we go. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. Take your calls. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Let's talk first to Steve. Hello, Steve.
How's it going, gang?
Going good, Steve.
Good, Steve.
What's up?
I am AM and the PM. This is a wonderful, glorious... Yeah, I wanted to talk about the prosciutto wrapped asparagus.
Yes.
I got to tell you, that is also one of my favorite things. It tastes like bacon-infused asparagus.
Oh, my goodness. It's...
It's like heaven. If I had to sit on a deserted island and the only vegetable I had was asparagus... I would smuggle in prosciutto just to make that dish.
Wow. Yes. No, yeah, I would suggest anybody that's even tried asparagus before and didn't really like it, try this recipe.
And try it that way. And yes. Keon, I feel the same way about you, my wife, and all my family. They're like, why didn't you go to culinary school? Why aren't you cooking? I've been in the restaurant industry. I love cooking. But there's a different thing when you're cooking for your family and your friends and you're making one dish and
as opposed to
10 tables that want their food now and another 4 tables waiting to get seated.
What if you had, Steve, like your own restaurant and your own designed meals? Would that make any sort of difference?
Well, then you wouldn't work then. If it's your own restaurant, then you probably enjoy it.
But no, that's not true.
You get a little bit more enjoyment out of it, but it's still a lot more work than you think. Unless you're going to only have like 4 or 5 tables.
Yeah, a real limit.
A small
menu.
Restaurant,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're going to be working your butt off, and if you're making a big restaurant, you want the restaurant to be packed. You want your 20 to 30 tables to be filled,
right?
But then you also have to make the food for all that, so then the extra stress comes from that. And I much more enjoy the company with my friends and family, making really good food for them. And if anything, I might open up a hot dog cart whenever I get older just to say I did it.
That's what I thought. If I won the lottery, I would open up like a diner, a small diner with like an ice cream soda fountain or something. That would be my idea.
Man, it's such a competitive industry to begin with, and it's so hard, especially in the economy.
And a lot of long hours, too, when you first start out. Yeah, long hours.
And if you own a restaurant and you're only open for lunch and dinner, you're there from probably about 8, 9 o'clock in the morning about midnight.
Yep.
So what do you?
Once you're done with dinner, you've got cleanup, you've got prep, you've got to get ready for the next day. Then you come in the morning, then you've got to prep for all your lunch stuff and anything you have to cook for a long time for dinner. And it's a full 14, 16-hour day. And if you're open 7 days a week, guess what? You're there 7 days a week.
Yeah, well, Steve. I'm here on Friday afternoon, so any Friday you'd like to make some stuff and bring it up to us here at the station, we'd be more than happy.
Hey, there we go. Maybe Fionn and I can get together. We'll try some different variations on the prosciutto wrapped asparagus.
Have a good weekend, Steve.
You too, guys.
All right. Let's talk to Patty. Hey, Patty.
Hey.
Hey.
I have another version of the honeymoon salad.
Okay.
All right.
It's lettuce cut up without dressing.
Yeah, lettuce alone.
Lettuce cut up without dressing.
Oh, lettuce cut up without dressing.
All right, a little variation.
Lettuce cut up without dressing.
I noticed she hung up pretty quick.
Yeah, she did. She went, ha, ha, ha. Flick.
All right, we'll take our first break here. We'll come back.
Regroup.
We'll regroup indeed. And we'll come back. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time for a look at the roads with Tim Weiland and your Golden Oak Lending traffic. It looks like it's clearing up. Hey, Tim?
Yeah, a little bit. I Still not sure if we're going to go up and fly because of the wind, but we'll have to find out here in just a little while. But hey, on westbound 40, you're slow now between Hampton and McCausland, 270 and Mason. Eastbound 70 is heavy between Salisbury and Broadway. Southbound 270, just starting to get a little light volume now going between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Everything else looking pretty good. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers, Toyota Owners. Your participating Toyota dealer has Toyota True 2 batteries for the Toyota suggested price of $79.95 and Toyota True Start batteries for the Toyota suggested price of $99.95. Installation extra. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS tonight with
a
Steve
weird
Conrad.
Thing. If you watch the presidential debates, they can be a little tough to stomach at times because they make you go, whoa, 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 really? These guys? One of these guys? I'm going to play a clip tonight for people to think I just pick on one or two candidates to show you, oh, no, no, I pick on all four. Some of the dumbest moments from the debates so far.
KTRS tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Some folks are into metal. But the folks at Shapiro Metal Supply are really into metal. 3 acres on 3 levels of metal, which means if you need some metal, not that kind of metal. Shapiro Metal Supply has steel, aluminum, stainless, 4130 Dom, whatever that is, and electric well tubing, brass, copper, titanium, and more at big quantity discounts. And if you need it cut to size, Shapiro Metal Supply can do it, no matter what shape or size. There's no order too big or too small. And they're open to the public weekdays, Monday through Friday, 8 till 4, and Saturday, 9 to 1. Delivery is available, and if you have usable metal to sell, Shapiro Metal Supply will buy it. Shapiro Metal Supply is located at 5617 Natural Bridge Road, at the intersection of Goodfellow. Call them at 314-302-2008 or visit them online at ShapiroSupply.com. When it comes to everything metal, except for that, it's Shapiro Metal Supply.
I'm Sam Shapiro, and we appreciate your business.
Online at ShapiroSupply.com.
Hi, this is Trish Gazelle, and I want to tell you about a terrific leap year special from True Clean Carpet. That's right, leap into spring cleaning by calling True Clean Carpet by February 29th and get 2 rooms Scotchgard protected absolutely free when you take advantage of the 4-room special for just $139. Remember, True Clean Carpet does not use shampoos or detergents, and so no residue is left on your carpet to attract dirt. Also remember, your carpet is dry in just 1 to 2 hours. True Clean Carpet was voted as the best carpet cleaning service in St. Louis by readers of St. Louis Home Magazine. So to learn more about this incredible green cleaning technology, go to the True Clean Carpet website at truecleancarpet.com. Call 314-427-9500 to take advantage of this great leap year special by February 29th and tell them Trish told me to call to get this special. So do what I do and call 314-427-9500 to get your carpets truly clean.
Hey, natural gas leaks can be very dangerous if you're not careful.
A tip from your friends at Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators.
If you smell the odor of natural gas, leave it to the professionals to track it down. Don't turn any electrical appliances on or off. Cell phones or light switches can create a dangerous spark. Warn others and leave the building immediately. Make sure you call your gas company from another location.
Learn more natural gas safety tips at mosafegas.com.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. It's time for our spring roofing sale. That's right, I'm going to make you an offer where you can't lose. If Lane House Construction can't beat any reputable competitor's bid on a new roof, we will give you a $50 Visa gift card to use any way you choose. The neat thing is we're expanding our meter beat to include siding and windows. So call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or in San Charles. Call our new store at 636-724-2000 or look us up on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
A shortage of engineers is projected in the near future when the demand for engineered solutions will be at an all-time high. No matter what discipline, engineering offers an exciting and rewarding career. These fields require excellent math and communication skills. Help your children build strong math skills by signing them up to participate in programs such as Math Counts, the Future Cities Contest, or Engineering Marvels through the website eweek.org. This paid public service announcement is sponsored by the Concerned and Professional Engineers, Land Surveyors, and Staff with EFK Moen in honor of National Engineers Week.
Hi, Mike Kelly here. West County Nissan is taking thousands off MSRP on a huge selection of inventory, and now is the time to buy. Take $8,000 off Maximas and Muranos, $6,500 off Pathfinders, plus Altimas now just $18,990. Hurry in to West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more information, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in-stock units only.
Hi, this is John Shea. Join Dave Sherwin and myself live from the St. Louis Home and Garden Show. We'll be in the Granite Busters booth. They're the number one seller and installer of kitchens, baths, bars, fireplaces, largest in-stock granite colors and style in the region. Incredible home show specials, free stainless steel sink, free quarter bevel or half edge upgrades, free countertop removal. Prices starting at $29.99 per square foot installed. That's Granite Busters this year at the home show.
Tomorrow, the Inside Out Show at the Granite Busters booth, live from the home show on the Big 550 KTRS.
What is this?
Smash Mouth. If you got to work today,
get yourself a new vocation. I was watching a YouTube video earlier today online, and this guy's invented a new alarm clock. And it's like $300 now, but eventually it'll come down in price. But they call it the Sonic Bomb Alarm Clock. Have you seen this?
No.
And the best way I can describe it is, you know, it looks like, you know, like a old time clock radio. I mean, it's you know, I don't know. It's about the size of maybe a Kleenex box, about that width. And you set the time that you want to wake up, and it just makes these horrible, horrible noises. It starts off, you know, not too terribly annoying, like most alarms clock, and then it just gets really annoying. But here's the kicker. You have to actually get out of bed, and now you could cheat, but the way it's supposed to work is there's a control panel that goes with the alarm clock. So you have to get out of bed and go to another part of your house and punch in a code on this control. Yeah, figure out what the what the code is for the day, turn the alarm clock off. And I thought, that's great for people who really can't get out of bed.
We used to do mornings a long time ago. I would have to have two alarm clocks set, one by the bed and then another one 10 or 15 minutes later across the room. So I would have to get up and turn that one off.
The best thing I saw, and maybe I should market this, is somebody just made it themselves, home make it, but they had upside down tacks taped on the snooze button.
Oh, my goodness.
On the snooze bar, there were four tacks just sticking straight up. So
wow.
Yeah. That would...
you know, and then there's the trick where you set the clock ahead a little bit too, you know. So
I've never gotten
mine
that.
Used to what? Be 17 minutes ahead.
Yeah, but
knew it.
Well, exactly.
I know. And I was still always late.
It works great like three times, and then you remember, I got five extra minutes. There you go. All right, 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. First up is John. Hello, John. What's going on? Okay, how about a hand for John, everybody? That was a good one.
I think maybe he dropped the phone in the toilet or something.
This is Stanley. Hello, Stanley.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I just got an alarm clock for my daughter.
Yeah.
And it has wheels on it.
Oh.
And the alarm goes off, and it rolls off the desk onto the floor and rolls around, and she has to get up and chase it around and turn it off.
I thought I heard something about that.
I've heard of those.
Those are great.
Well, when it falls, how does it land on wheels?
Well, it's got two giant wheels on the side of it. Like,
two bigger wheels bigger than the clock. It like bounces. You can hear it downstairs.
That's great.
And have you found that this works and gets her out of bed?
It's more of a novelty thing with her, I think. It seems to work, I guess. She's only nine, so it isn't like it was real difficult getting her up anyway. But.
Right. Oh, my goodness. That's
but anyway, I just thought it was a good idea.
It was. All right. Thank you, Stanley.
Thanks.
Take
Bye.
Care. Yeah, hit that snooze button. That's the killer. That is the killer. Let's see here. A couple more. I'll talk to James real quick. Hey, James, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, man. Tell me.
Are you talking about alarm clocks?
Yeah.
Well, I want an alarm clock that smells like bacon when I wake up.
Oh. It starts going off, and all of a sudden you smell bacon.
This is a true story. I'm sleeping in bed.
Right now?
Well, no, not right now. Duh. But I was sleeping in bed Sunday morning, and I'm dreaming about killing all these aliens, and I created this new thing that was killing all these aliens, and all of a sudden I got the hint of bacon, and I'm in my dream, said, time out, bacon's cooking. I woke up, the little woman's in the kitchen, she's got the bacon going on. And every day since then, Sundays, bacon, it wakes me up every morning.
Good stuff.
That's awesome.
You can never go wrong with bacon.
The little
so that's good. Yeah, maybe a clock that just emits the bacon smell.
There you go.
Exactly. You got all these candles that emit these smells. You got bacon candles.
Hey, you know what? If the Yankee Candle people are listening, you might be on to something.
Hey, I'm telling you, when it comes to bacon, it'll wake you up every time.
The breakfast scent, they could call it. Yeah, good job. All right, thank you, James.
All right, AM and PM.
All right, thanks. Hallelujah. Breakfast candle. What's that? Didn't they have a shake at Jack in the Box or something recently? And they were promoting it, and it was bacon shake.
Yes,
that looks disgusting.
Yeah.
Would you eat that? You would.
No, I would not.
It's gross. Academy Awards, I guess, are coming on this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen one of the movies.
No. I'm going to watch it.
Really?
I mean,
no.
I saw Hugo.
Yeah, we know. We heard. We heard you didn't like it. I don't think I've seen one of the Academy Award, unless the Muppets, I guess, are up for an award, which I don't think.
I never do. Every year's the same thing. I hardly ever see the movies that are up for Best Picture.
Just because
it's all the nudie.
Well, yeah. Remember, Mike said the average age was like 62. So. The real popular ones that the majority of the people see never get in there.
Right. I would imagine the average moviegoer is 30, yeah. Some 35.
Oh, you mean the people that vote are the average age is 60?
Yeah, in the Academy. Oh.
Hey, what about that Gary Busey? He's up for an award. First of all, I haven't heard about him being in a movie in forever. And then
he was on The Apprentice. That was the last time I think I saw him. No, not Gary Busey. That's
No, he was on there.
Was that what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then I never heard of the movie. I heard JC talking about the movie that he was in today. I never heard of it.
Hmm.
Huh. I can't even remember what the name of it was. Yeah.
Well, let's see if Sam knows. Hey, Sam, what's going on?
I wasn't actually calling about the movies. I was calling a question about an advertisement I heard on KTRS this morning.
Oh.
About cell phones?
No, I heard an advertisement on the way to work this morning at 6 o'clock for a retaining wall company. Said they were rated number one in St. Louis.
Yeah?
Yeah, on KTRS. And I was just curious what retaining wall company that was. And the only reason why I'm asking, and I'm not going to name my company, but I own a retaining wall company. And we've been rated number one in St. Louis 2 years in a row, Super Service Award winner from Angie's List 2 years in a row, AAA rated from Better Business Bureau. So I just curious how he figures he's rated number one in St. Louis. Mm.
You need to call the office. We don't know any of that stuff.
No,
haven't you heard this show? We don't know anything.
Yeah.
But I do know that a lot of people get ratings from maybe a local paper or other ways, you know, voted number one by blah 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 readers.
Yeah, it's just like TV and radio. They both say we're number one in this time slot, but you could be number one in women 18 to 34, or you could be number one in something like that. But so, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I just figure with all the awards and stuff I've received, I was just curious.
You're trying to throw it out there, aren't you?
Yeah.
But we're not going to let you.
Yeah.
You need to spend money.
Call the office if you want to know that stuff, okay?
Hey, what does it cost to do advertisement with you guys anyway?
Again, you need to call the office.
Yeah,
$5 an hour.
What number do I call?
It's
453-5500.
Yes.
Yep. All right.
Unless you want to do it with Frank, that's special.
All right. Thank you, Sam. All right.
Thank you.
Molly Mike.
And Chris is right here. Hey, Chris.
Hey, yeah. I was just calling to say, I think you got the wrong crazy mugshot actor. It's not Gary Busey. It's Nick Nolte.
Oh, Nick Nolte.
He's in a movie called Warriors.
That's it.
Like Ultimate Fighting or something.
That was it. Okay.
The two brothers.
They do kind of look alike, though, don't
Nick
they?
There's a movie with the two brothers.
In the mugshots, they look alike.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they do.
All right. Hey, thanks for setting us straight, Chris.
No problem.
See you later.
That was that movie, Dan, where it was supposedly two brothers, and I think it was that, you know, that cage fighting kind of deal.
Yeah.
And they had to fight each other.
Oh, okay.
It got pretty good reviews, too.
No, I honestly, God, I haven't seen one. And, I think a lot of times the Academy Awards are what gets people to go and finally watch these movies. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people.
Supposedly.
What's the big one? The last one was The King's Speech. I don't think a lot of people had seen that before.
I didn't see it.
And then they won all the awards, and everybody goes out and rents it and watches it. Real quick before we break, I'm thinking about making some sort of a big life changing thing here.
Really?
Yeah.
Hang shutters now or what?
No. You piqued my interest.
No, I think I had a conversation with somebody yesterday. I think I'm going to change from straight razors to an electric razor. What do you use, Keon? You use? Well, I'm looking at your face. You don't
not
use much
of anything.
I use a beard trimmer for my beard, and then I just a straight razor for everything else.
So you do use a straight razor.
My son only uses the electric.
Once a week, maybe. Only I use electric. A straight razor.
Dan, what do you use?
I have like a Mach 5. It's a straight razor.
So you don't use an electric. You use
no. Anytime I've used an electric,
it doesn't shave.
It doesn't shave all the way, and I get this like rash. And
let me ask you something. When you have used the electric razor, because I was doing all kinds of research and reading up on this. I know I'm very, it's like I can't do anything in life without planning and having a committee put together. But when you've used the electric razor, did you use it just a couple of times and thought, oh, crap, this sucks, or did you give it some time?
Oh, I gave it some time.
You did, okay.
Yes, I gave it a lot of time, and I would do it, and then all of a sudden my neck would, break out and get all red, and then it would itch and stuff.
See, I had that problem, too, but I don't think I gave it enough time from what I was reading that you have to give it some time to adjust to your, your face. And they were saying like 3 or 4 weeks or more to get.
Well, plus some of them are $49 and some of them are $300.
Well, and that's just it. I would imagine at this point, some of these razors have got to be, they've worked out the kinks that maybe they, didn't have, the old school Norelco whatever back, 20 years ago. So I'm that's going to be.
So you are switching.
I'm going this weekend to buy one. I'm tired of it. It takes too much time. Now here, women can do they use electric razors?
They
use.
I remember my mom had one, but I've never used one.
You can use those. What is that? One of those wet dry electric razors where you can take it in the shower and stuff, and you can shave your legs with it.
So they have those. You know a lot about this.
I thought they had.
Yeah, that is my only concern, the breaking out or whatever. And the old ones, it would make your face feel kind of like greasy or whatever. But I don't know. I'm tired. And they're expensive. The razors are not cheap.
Yeah.
But you know which one I used? The one that I had was that Norelco, with the three little dial things on it where Santa Claus came shooting down on it.
Santa Claus
in the commercials, the Norelco commercials.
Well, that's your problem. You're buying the razors based on the commercials.
No, that's what I had. I got that for Christmas 1 year, and then I thought, oh, this is cool because I wanted an electric razor.
I'll keep you folks posted on the progress. I'm sure you'll be curious.
Just become lazy like me, Bill. You don't have to worry about it. Just let whatever grow. And
Let's talk to Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hi, Bill. How are you today?
Real well. Thanks.
Hey, I'm aiming to PM. Hallelujah. And second, good luck on your show tomorrow night. I know it's your first one. Not nervous or anything, are you?
No.
He doesn't seem to be.
Ready to go. Nerves of steel, man.
That's good. Yeah. I've been using an electric razor for probably 15 years, and I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Don't buy a cheap one. You're going to spend a good money.
Yeah. And you, you went from a straight razor to a electric razor.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, what I was going to say, when I went into the Army, I had to go back the regular razor, and that killed me. My face broke out, bleeding all the time, was not any fun. So as soon as I could, and they let me, I went back to my electric.
All right. Well, that's good. One vote for the electric razor.
There you go.
Right. Thank you, Josh. Have a good weekend.
You too. See you
again. Let's talk to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
AM and the PM. Right. Hallelujah. Hey, you guys are talking about electric razors. First of all, I tried electric razor. It just seemed like it pulled the whiskers, and I was like, oh, I'm so done with this thing. But because I didn't shave every single day, the bottoms of my neck, kind of like what Dan was saying, was getting real red and raw.
Yeah.
Well, I went to Walmart, and there's something called Secret Shave. It's a small little bottle of oil, and I always shave in the shower. So I would shave in the shower, and you take like 4 or 5 drops of this, and you put it, like I put it on the bottom of my neck there, and it does something to your beard.
Yeah.
I don't ever get that red rash anymore.
There you go.
Use an electric shaver in the shower?
No. I use a straight razor.
Okay.
I tried the electric one. It pulled my whiskers. I'm like, I'm done with that. I go back to the regular. I got one of those triple
blade things.
But to eliminate the bump.
Yes,
the bumps.
To eliminate the bumps and the red rash, I use this secret oil. And again, it's like a couple bucks for this little bottle. And it's in the, you know, the shaving section. And you splash like 4 or 5 drops on my hand, and then I rub it on the, underneath my neck. And I haven't had it since then. It
wow.
works wonderful.
Secret shave. Did you get that, Dan?
Yeah, I'll try that.
So,
thank you, Mike.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
See
Strong
bye.
Enough for a man.
If I had to shave every day, it would drive me nuts.
I have to.
Well, I know you do. Well, you don't have to.
I do have to. I do
Why?
Have to.
Why?
Because my beard just grows back too fat. I can't.
Okay.
I do.
Then what?
I have to shave.
Then what happens?
I have to shave every day only because if I let this grow, it looks like I have the mange because I don't have.
You got spotty hair.
Yeah, I don't have a full beard. I have no hair on my chest. I have like 2 hairs on one side. And then I've never had. I could never grow a beard. And my mustache is kind of like a little whisk broom, but I've taken that almost off to nothing.
We've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I know.
Can I take one more peon?
Sure.
This is Pat. Hello, Pat.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
How you doing?
All right. Hey, I've tried the electric shaver, too, as well in the past. It doesn't worked out well at all for me. But I tell you, listening to you guys, I guess, maybe 2-3 weeks ago when you were talking.
Oh, man. I had this.
When we were
We were tall.
Oh, man. This is going to be a good call, too.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It was.
Pat.
Yeah.
Pat. Oh,
Pat, call back.
All right. I got a break. But we will come back if you're on hold. Hang tight. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hey, Tim.
All right, guys, let me get in on this for a second, okay?
Tim wants in, all right.
Oh, yeah, listen to old guy Tim wants in. Yeah, listen to Cliff Clavin.
You still have to shave.
No, hi, Bill.
Hi.
By the way, I have never used an electric razor. I've never even used shaving cream. I shave in the shower with just a razor, and I've always liked that. But in the last 6 months, I decided, okay, I'm going to get electric razor. When I used to get electric razor, I'd break the little, I was rough on them. So the little things where your whiskers slid into, to cut, they would always break off. So I'd always tear my skin up in that. But I
whiskers
love it.
Whiskers of steel.
Yeah.
I shave in the car on my way to work in the morning, and I just go over it really good. And I could never shave as smooth as what I get it now. I love it.
Wow. There you go.
I think you're going to like it.
Another pro electric.
Just get a nice one. They'll last for years.
Yeah.
Years
that, well, I think that's the key, too. Get a
good
fairly
one.
Nice one.
Sure.
Yeah.
When Dan said his is scraggly, it reminded me of that one where they had growing the beard contest on Cheers, and Cliff Clavin came in with that scraggly beard. I could just picture Don looking like the wolf, or Dan looking like
Don.
The wolf man there. Yeah, Don. Dan.
Hell, Don.
You can call me. Hey, we've got an accident. It's got an accident now. It's on westbound 40. Near Clayton Skinker, and it had the right center lane block, but now they've moved it off to the right shoulder. But you have traffic backed up now to about Kings Highway. You're looking at westbound 40 being slow again around Mason, 270 through Mason. Southbound 270, a little bit slow from Ladue down through Doherty Ferry in pockets. And on westbound 70, starting to get a little heavy as you go past the airport. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. St. Louis Bread Company can help you kick off the new year right with a delicious and nutritious Thai chopped chicken salad. Pair one in a U-Pick 2 with a hot and hearty soup like all-natural chicken noodle or creamy tomato. Stop in now at your neighborhood St. Louis Bread Company. With you are from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Dixon to the right side of the court. Off a Moore pick, top of the key. Now drives it. Left corner, English. A three. Bang! He buries it in Missouri. Goes up 39-26.
Tomorrow, Coach Frank Haith and the red-hot Missouri Tigers travel to Lawrence, Kansas to take on the Kansas Jayhawks.
Missouri wins it.
Coverage begins at 2:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 3. On the Big 550 KTRS, we are Mizzou.
What do we want?
We can!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
At Ace!
Let's go!
Yay! Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Guess who's at the Home and Garden Show Thursday through Sunday? John Beal Roofing. Swing by their booth to register for $5,000 in home improvements. And Friday from 6 till 7 p.m., Cardinal Great Jack Clark will sign autographs at the John Beal Roofing booth.
Oh, John Beal.
Coming up after 4 o'clock, Joe Hipperson will join us. Let you know what's going on around St. Louis this weekend. We'll do our trivia game at the 5 o'clock hour. And let's talk to Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Great.
Ain't on the PM here.
All right. We've got about a minute and a half. Go ahead. What you got?
I just want to tell you, I'm 50, almost 51, and I've always used an electric razor. I've never used a blade in my life. And I've got a pretty thick beard.
Yeah.
And I think it's so fast and easy, I've just never wanted to go to a blade. I use the Norelco. I've had two of them, and 30 years, and if the blades get dull, you just go to Walmart and buy you a little set of blades and put them in.
Buy some new ones, huh?
Oh. Yeah.
There you go.
Right. They're about $17, $18 for a set of new blades.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
So I guess I'm cheap. That's why I do it.
Yeah, well.
Easy. Hey,
if it works, if it works for you, that's good.
Yeah, it does. So, okay, right. Guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you,
Joe.
You
guys are great.
Thank you. Well, you're great, okay. Too. Thank you, Joe. All right. Well, I think I'm sold, everybody.
All right.
Next week, boy, I come in here with my perfect-looking...
we'll rub your face.
You're going to be smooth.
This is going to be before or after your first show tomorrow night?
This will be after.
Yeah. Ooh, after. Yeah,
your
after.
First
Late
show?
Late night Saturday night plans. Electric razor shopping.
Wow. A long time ago, I did have an electric razor, but I didn't like it. I stopped using it. And I don't think I gave it enough time, but it was one that you could use in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd put the little... You buy the little shaving cream. It was like, I don't know what the heck it was, but in the top, and there's a little button, and then so then it would get onto the, you know, the little gears are onto the, you know, and then, you got to spend some money, I think. You got to get a nice one. You can't cheap out. All right, ABC News is coming up. Again, Mr. Hipperson will be in here about 4:10 or so. Hope you join us. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. It is 4 o'clock.
From ABC News.